NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Your HOTM, host of the moment, Gene Rayburn. Monitor music now, Just Like a Man, sung by a young lady who sounds just like Margaret Whiting, and she should, because she is.
Oh, he walks like a man, and he talks like a man, and he looks like a man, and he feels just like a man should. He's got hands like a man, and he stands like a man, he's got hips like a man, and he moves like a man should.
La, 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 la.
In pain or sorrow.
La, 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 la.
He will be my tomorrow. For as long as I shall live, my love for him I'm gonna give. The world for me is just my man.
I don't know about you, maybe you just shop, but I buy. And if I do say so myself, I can spot a good buy a mile away. Like frozen orange juice from Florida. Never been a better buy. And it's delicious.
You bet your sweet life it is.
And it's so helpful.
You bet your life it is.
And it's less expensive now.
You bet it is.
I would go so far as to say, frozen orange juice from Florida is America's best food value.
You're telling me? I'm from the Florida Citrus Commission.
Among this country's leading goodwill ambassadors overseas, you'll find actors, dancers, and musicians at the top of the list. One of them, the great jazz pianist Earl Father Hines, was asked by the State Department to visit some of the countries behind the Iron Curtain on its behalf. On his return, he spoke with reporter Jack Eigen in Chicago, relating some of his experiences in the Soviet Union in particular.
The general treatment from the people there, the top brass, how was it?
The hospitality was great. The receptions were wonderful at all the places. We had three meals a day. 9:30, they asked us...
What kind of meals?
Our breakfast was 9:30, and there was no cereal and no meat for breakfast. And all you could get would be yogurt. And they had fried eggs, and then they had what they call an omelet, which is nothing but the eggs turned over, you know. And the coffee... Well, the closer we got to the Turkish border, the coffee would walk to the table itself. That's how nobody bothered with coffee. And the water is very bad, so we had to drink mineral. They call it mineral water. And they had what they call fruit water, which is similar to our soda water without being carbonated, you know, see. And the hepatitis is something you have to be very careful of, because there, they use very little hot water. When I was a little afraid, I said, well... Something's wrong. I don't know what it is, but it was very, very good ice cream. And we had fine rooms. The hotels were fine. And this is a briefing I would like to give to our American public, because I find that not only in Russia, I find that the reason why we're so disliked in Europe is because I kind of give it a very close observation is of our high standard of living over here, being accustomed to so many modern things. And when we Americans go over there, we start to complain about the food, about the service, what have you, the first thing they say, that's them Americans. And that's what I found. I observed that. And I think what people should know, and I think that the tourist people, these that are handling these tourist trips, should have a briefing as similar to the one that we got in New York before going over there, that the bathrooms don't have stoppers. They may stop the water any time during the day. And their elevator service is, if you can get on the elevator, fine, you know what I mean? But you never get one coming down. So try not to get a room too high, because walk down if you possibly can. But these are the things that we were briefed, and the clothing is very high. And if these people know these things before going over, then if they dislike it, I suggest that they don't go.
The time everywhere for everyone is 21 minutes after the monitor hour. I'm Gene Rayburn, and here to play peekaboo, not with you, but for you, is the new vaudeville band who first gained fame by berating Winchester Cathedral for a romance gone wrong.
Peekaboo, I do love you. You're the one girl for me. When I look into your eyes, I see my destiny. Peekaboo, what can I do? You're so fancy and free. Though I try, I can't disguise the hold you have on me. I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from peekaboo. Peekaboo, I'm telling. You're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end to all my schemes. I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from peekaboo. I said that I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from peekaboo. Peekaboo, I'm telling you, you're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end to all my schemes. Peekaboo. Bo-dee-o-dee-o-do. Peek-a-boo. Bo-dee-o-dee-o-do. Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo, that's too much. And speaking of too much, here's Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp.
The most fascinating question I've ever been asked came up at the Richmond, Virginia Forum a couple of weeks ago. Mr. Capp, it went, if you were the president of a large university and a group of students asked your permission to demonstrate, what would you do? Well, I said that before I even asked those students what they were going to demonstrate against or for, I would ask them first to demonstrate to me that they were of enough use in the world to have the right to have any say about the way it's run. I would refuse the right to demonstrate to any student who was living on his father's earnings or going to college on the taxes of other fathers on the grounds that they hadn't any more rights than the termites in a house have to decide what color it should be painted. Now, this would eliminate about 90% of them. Now, to the remaining who were going to college on their own earnings, I'd say that you can demonstrate against the way we run things as soon as you can demonstrate that you can run things better or as well or even run them at all. But clearly, if you could, you wouldn't be students, still so ignorant of the simple basics of living that grown-ups are still spoon-feeding it to you in your college classroom, and that would eliminate all the rest of it. No one ever asks students who demonstrate against everyone else and against everything else in the world to demonstrate that they themselves are yet of the slightest value to the world. When any student can demonstrate that he has the self-sufficiency, the intelligence, and the experience to take over whatever he's demonstrating against, be it the world, the war, or the State Department. He won't be a student anymore. He'll have long since left that welfare state for the able-bodied, college. He'll have grown into one of us, and he'll be just as disgusted and bored as we are at the half-baked who will then demonstrate against him. And finally, here's a P.S. To those demonstrators who whine that we're depending on them to defend the country, I say nuts. If you were willing to defend the country, you wouldn't be demonstrating. And this is Al Capp giving another kindly pat on the head and a few whacks in another spot to the youth that I so love, speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp will be heard again later today on Monitor, tomorrow too.
If there's but one strand of hair on top of your head, give it a break before it drops dead. Even a kid who's got more than his share should make extra sure he shampoos it with care. So pick up a tube of Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Cleans each strand so gently it's a hair saver for you. And the whole family will have hair that looks great because Breck quality is in Breck Concentrate. Sounds quite expensive? Then price it. You'll see how much can be saved when you buy quality. If you've a strand to your name, shampoo it with care. Try Breck Concentrate. It cleans every hair.
From Bert Kampfert, Pussyfootin'. This is Gene Rayburn, tiptoeing to the sidelines for a few moments while NBC stations coast to coast direct a couple of friendly phrases at you. WDAF Kansas City, Missouri is NBC in the heart of the nation. Stay where you are. More Monitor to come.
Monitor, your guide to good listening on the NBC Radio Network. Our community has hundreds of handicapped people who are willing and able to work, but don't have job skills or work experience. Goodwill Industries educates these people so they learn various trades and vocations. Your help through contributions of materials makes this Goodwill training and work experience program possible. It's 22 degrees and snowing lightly in Big Town. WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA. The WNBC time, 12:30.
Researchers inform us that 95% of all dreams are in black and white, the other 5% being in living color, we presume. Well, here on Monitor, the Living Strings and Jack Jones bring us the impossible dreams, and it's 100% satisfying.
Thank you.
On monitor now, Jack Jones.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give, to be willing to die so that honor and justice may live. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Hi, Gene Rayburn here, and so is Monitor 67, the weekend world in sound, everything from A to Z, with a letter S coming in for special attention in this half hour. S for sports, satire, and space, but there's one letter that no Monitor half hour can get along without, M for music.
Got along without you, and before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Got along without you before I met you, gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride, didn't have much money but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now.
Fading away there, Trini Lopez on monitor.
Well, Fred, when Martha phoned and told me what Alice said at the charity bazaar, I told her a thing or two. Fred?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Now, Monitor Sports. Retired New York Yankee infielder Bobby Richardson may have left the game as a player, but he'll answer the bell again this coming week during spring training. A report from Monitor's Phil Schaefer, station WSB Atlanta.
Bobby Richardson, when spring training starts this year for the first time in many years, You will not be a playing member of the New York Yankees. What will be your role?
Phil, I'll be down as a coach for approximately 3 weeks, working with the younger infielders primarily in the Yankee farm system. I will be in spring training with the Yankees for a while, working with Horace Clark and some of the other young infielders, but I will also be going over to Hollywood, Florida, where the Yankees have their entire minor league system, and I'll look forward to working with some of these fine young infielders.
The New York Yankees will have a very interesting situation this year. They have already said that Mickey Mantle will be playing first base. Do you think that Mickey has cut out to be a first baseman?
This will be a difficult assignment for him after 15 years in the outfield to make that switch to first base. There are some very difficult plays, and I'm sure some plays that will be fairly hard on his legs. But knowing Mickey, knowing his desire, his determination, it'll be very interesting in spring training to see just how he does develop.
Must have been a shattering experience for you last year to end up in the cellar.
Well, shattering, certainly unusual, yes. Out of the 11 years that I was privileged to play for the Yankees, we, of course, won 8 times. 1959, we lost out. We were in contention most of the year. And then year before last, we finished in 6th place. To finish in last place behind some of the clubs in the 2nd division was a shock for us, but I do feel the ball club will bounce back. And I base this on the last year they lost 38 games, or we lost 38 games by 1 run. So we really weren't getting beat that bad. And this year in spring training, Ralph Houck will have young, aggressive ball players, fellows like Mike Hegan, Horace Clark, Bobby Mercer, Charlie Smith, Jake Gibbs, Stan Bonson, Steve Whitaker, Robinson that we received in the trade. These fellows will be doing the little things that will pick up that extra run. And I can see that if Al Downing and Jim Bouton and Whitey Ford come through, they could be a contending club this year and maybe even win.
Then you do not think that Whitey Ford is through?
Definitely not. I think this was just a paper move. I think the operation was successful, and I look forward to Whitey not only having a good year this year, but maybe 2 or 3 more. Certainly with his stuff, with his know-how, he'll be able to pitch for a long time if his arm is halfway healthy.
Were you surprised when Roger Maris was traded?
No, I was not surprised, and I don't think Roger was. I think that he knew that a change would be in order and probably would benefit both our ball club and certainly his own baseball playing. I think he'll do a great job in the National League, and I think there in St. Louis, fairly close to his home in Kansas City, he could be a real asset to that ball club. And I know that certainly Charlie Smith will help our club.
If the Yankees put out the help sign for Bobby Richardson, would you return to the Yankees?
This, of course, would be a difficult decision, but I'd have to say no. I feel now that I've sort of misled myself for 2 years. I've come back in when I really felt that I should have been out of baseball, and I do feel that my decision to stay is for good this time, and I'll be happy to work with him in this other capacity. But as far as active playing, I think I've pretty well put retirement on that.
Bobby Richardson, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, Phil.
And this is Phil Schaefer reporting for Monitor Sports in Atlanta, Georgia.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
I need my love to be
here. Mrs. Andy Williams, born, or as they say, née, Claudine Longer.
Yeah, making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of his hand. Nobody can. Thank you.
Here, there, and everywhere. Not just a song title, but a description of where we take you every weekend via the far-ranging monitor beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation. The essence of Big Town USA is the people of Big Town USA. The great and not so great. The rich and not so rich. The successful and not so successful. Their dreams, their hopes, their aspirations. Here in Big Town, where every man may make his mark, a mark is often made on him. But here in Big Town, man is reaching for, striving for, and achieving the goals, the wider horizons, wherein each man may realize his purpose. And WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA, by keeping you informed of the issues, the facts, and the purposes, brings these goals a little closer to fulfillment.
This is your NBC station. This is the pulse of the nation. For news and music, consulting, for music to
NBC. Gene Rayburn again. When it comes to topical, there's comedy as well as news. Take what automation is doing to telephone calls, for instance. That's what Shelley Berman takes up next in Monitor on Stage.
Hello, operator. Operator, I would like long distance, please. Hello, long distance. This is a credit card call, please. 752-1527-DK-13. Calling area code 212. The number? 726-5505. Extension 9118. My number? 828-3644. Room 4041. My name? Tui Forsyth. Thank you. Hello. May I speak with Wanda Tennyson, please? Wanda Tennyson. Is this extension 9118? Is this 726-5505? Is this area code 212? I beg your pardon.
Shelley Berman in Monitor on Stage.
That's Linda Vibrato warming up for this evening's performance of La Cacciatora. What's the matter, Linda?
Seem to be having trouble with my treble.
Here, have a glass of V8. That'll give you a lift.
Look good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 has the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Chanson d'amour means love song in French, and we think you'll love this brand new version by the Gunther Kallman Chorus on Monitor. Maintenant, which means right now. Hmm?
Thank you.
Every weekend, Monitor explores some aspect of the world of space. Today we hear about the continuing controversy in the wake of the tragic accident that took the lives of the three Apollo astronauts. Here's Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Contrary to statements made by NASA that the decision to fly men into space breathing pure oxygen was based entirely on a scientific conclusion, there are experts in the field who will tell you it was mostly a political decision. Some of them say it was completely unsound from a scientific standpoint, dictated purely by the fact that shortcuts had to be made to get to the moon by 1970, as President Kennedy had promised. Several so expressed themselves at the time. Some warned, in writing at the time, that an oxygen-fed fire was a probability, not just a possibility. It was in May 1961, the same month astronaut Alan Shepard made the first U.S. manned spaceflight, that Mr. Kennedy announced the target of putting a man on the moon by the end of 69. We needed such a goal to beef up our sagging space program and our sagging international prestige, which had suffered by comparison to the Russian space effort. But it was a political goal, to which not all the experts subscribed. It meant, for example, proceeding with the use of a pure oxygen breathing system, because to meet the 1969 deadline, we couldn't take the time to produce a big new booster, and we had to go with what boosters were on hand, both for Mercury and Gemini. When it came to Apollo, when we did have a big enough booster to send up a two-gas system, things had gone so perfectly in Mercury and Gemini, the experts no doubt felt the oxygen breathing system couldn't miss. Well, on hindsight, of course, they were technologically overconfident. But all along, according to one school of thought, we cut astronautical corners. And actually, by the time Gemini 12 was flying in orbit, we apparently were pushing our luck almost to the breaking point with the pure oxygen system. One of their criticisms was that there hadn't been enough preliminary work with animal satellites. Another was that our crash program was, by the nature of all crash programs, wasteful and unnecessarily expensive. So we find ourselves now on the threshold of Apollo, still committed to landing by the end of 69 on the moon, still committed to a one-gas system, which on the basis of the Apollo 1 tragedy will now have to be modified, to say the least. The so-called opposition school repeats its statement that the 69 decision was not a sound scientific way to move, that it was dictated strictly by political expediency handed to NASA by the White House and State Department. In their view, a man-on-the-moon mission should have been more reasoned, with the first moon landing perhaps around 1975. From a purely scientific standpoint, they say, it means little if the first man on the moon is a Russian, so long as the American that follows him gets there safely. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Keep up with all the developments in the world of space and space flight as they take place by keeping in touch with Monitor and NBC. Monitor Music now, and England's Vera Lynn sings "It Hurts to Say Goodbye."
Tell them. back with you, my love. Till then, it hurts to say goodbye. Till I'm back with you, my love, it hurts to say.
Listen as a housewife talks about sinus headaches and Excedrin.
Well, they can be over my eyes or in, across the back of my head. And I think it's probably sinus in this area. Changing of the weather and all. And this is just the time of the year when it seems to crop up. In fact, I just got through taking a couple of Excedrin. Seems to be the thing that really works. But all I know, it gets results.
Excedrin analgesic tablets, the extra strength pain reliever.
To end 1 hour, the tune Teetotally, and to begin the next, the latest NBC Monitor News. Between the two, Gene Rayburn, and a very short interval of time.
This is Joe Garagiola. For a look at the weekend sports world, join me each Saturday and Sunday for my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
The Dodge boys are setting out to fight for the kind of deals you'll know are right.
Ride with the good guys.
These rebels are really pounding leather to get you and a great new Dodge together. The Dodge boys.
The good guys, they've rounded up a great new breed of cars you've got to see. These babies put you in the lead.
Ride with the good guys.
The Dodge boys.
And that goes for your next truck, too. Yes, you'll get the truck you need from the Dodge boys. Because Dodge builds a complete line of trucks, from the new longer compacts to big diesels, and builds them to last. Come on in to Northern Dodge in Manhasset, Long Island. See the Dodge truck that'll work for you. And see how we protect you for thousands of miles after others have left you cold.
The good guys.
You can tell they're good guys. They all wear white hats.
Don McLean, Leon Sandow, and Walter Gibson, creator of The Shadow, are Long John's audio guests. Tonight at 10:30 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.